This is an
ENN
special report. Now reporting.
Michael, you into Grandma Pie?
No.
ENN's at 6.
When the clock struck 6, it meant one thing.
It's in Pompano Beach.
Mom!
Tom Thibo Diaw.
Now, from the ESPN New York news desk, here's
Rosenbaum or whatever that guy's name is.
No wonder your show is number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to ENN. We'll start off by saying good evening to Michael.
Gutlers!
Then we'll say good evening to Don.
I'm Marty Lyons.
No. He's going to be on the show.
I'm Marty Lyons.
No.
ENN.
Yeah, it's coming up in a little bit. Big Marty Lyons talk coming up at 6:30 here. It's going to be like all of a sudden we're back on a Jets pregame. It's a throwback moment.
Kinda.
A Jays.
Different world.
All right, well, we've talked a lot about Drew Brees yesterday and his performance, or lack thereof, in the Monday night game against the Raiders. A loss, 10-point loss by the Saints to the Raiders.
Let's hear from about Brees, but that was an awful touchdown to give up after they get within three and then just untouched Richard on that touchdown, right?
Yeah, can't do it.
A field goal there, and then you got a reasonable shot, but then you're down 10, it's over.
Let's hear from Drew Brees, who says that the Saints offense is not in sync.
Every drive in this game was very valuable, right? We really only got about 7 of them. So are we totally in sync right now? No, we're not. We're not even close to what we are capable of. Not even close.
And I think we all know that.
Yeah.
Can they get there? Remains to be seen.
I think both can be true, where this is a 40-year-old quarterback who's starting to feel it. It's getting towards the end. But, you know, it's early. He lost maybe the best receiver in football. And let's not get crazy that they could still be heard from. So can't both be true? Or is it that he's just done and it's over?
No, right, exactly.
He should have just retired at the end of the year.
And most likely both are true. There's a much more concerning quarterback situation, Don. It's happening in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
First couple of weeks for Carson Wentz, not what you want. And Carson's head coach, Doug Peterson, was asked, what's up with that? What's up with that?
In Carson's fifth year in the league and fifth year working with you, why are you seeing his production and his performance regress?
You know, it's a good question. You know, for us, it's a matter of continuing to work, continuing, you know, I think as coaches and players, we continue to strive to get better every single day. You know, I just don't want Carson to feel like he has to make all the plays every single time. I just want him to just be Carson.
What's up with that? What's up with that?
God hates me.
Yeah. How else do you feel about
healthy.
It, Andrew?
It's not fair.
Yeah, I know.
No, because I've had it.
Yeah, I know.
It was horrifying.
All of these things are apropos.
It is interesting, though, when you're asked about what's the problem, like, with your quarterback. Why in year five is this happening? And the first reaction from the coach is, good question. Right? It's not like he didn't argue with it. It's like, you know what? That's a good question. I want to know the same thing.
Isn't it amazing that no matter what the situation is, if you were to replace robotic Andrew Gundling with the coach, you could ask questions and after a game like that, get all the answers you need. For example, if I were to say, Coach Gundling, you saw what happened on Sunday. What were your thoughts on your quarterback's performance?
It was horrifying.
I mean, listen, here's the thing, though, Coach. It's got to be hard for him after, you know, a couple of years plays well and then he gets injured. And now here he is starting and he's not playing well. That's just got to be tough mentally.
No, because I've had it.
Wow. And how do you think he feels about it?
Just take the L.
Okay, this is really devolving. Anything else you want to say, Coach? Because you're starting not to make any sense.
God hates me.
Wow. This is... Thank you, Coach. We're going to have to wrap it up.
Is there like a meal? Is there something that would just like make you feel better after a game when you lose like that?
Good question.
Look, I'll get behind anything.
Okay, but that doesn't really answer the question here. Are you supporting your quarterback and are you hungry are the two questions we have.
Of course. Oh, I love this guy.
Okay. Well, we're going to wrap it up, Coach. Thank you. Have a good night.
I will fight you after this show.
All right. There it is, Coach Gundling. Now, RJ, what is this audio you passed me here? Eagles fake booze at home from the game on Sunday?
Yeah, so obviously you know that a lot of these stadiums don't have crowds, which leaves, I don't know who's doing it. I imagine someone of my standing within the organization is pushing the buttons. There's literally okay. someone.
There's an
pushing,
RJ.
Yes, pushing the buttons for the home games. And you can tell which teams have someone actually reacting to the moment. Some people are better at it than others. But this actually happened. This was an Eagles home game. This was in Philadelphia. This happened. And this is from Fox.
Wentz, too tall for Zach Ertz. And now fourth down, bring the punt team back on for the Eagles. John Johnson out there in the coverage.
By the way, I love it. I love it. What's wrong with it? That's supposed to happen.
No, I understand that's supposed to happen. And I think it's very forward-thinking by the individual hitting the button.
That's right. Very forward-thinking.
But that's not what the organization would have signed up for, and I'm sure that that person was either relieved of his duties or given a stern talking to.
Or maybe killed. It's Philadelphia, Don. Anything's possible. Or at the very worst-case scenario, vomited on. That's how things work in Philadelphia. When you mess up at your job, they calmly call you into their office, sit you down, and two of your bosses come up and simultaneously vomit on you.
I'm so jacked up right now, I need to eat this horse poop.
Well, that's good news. So if it's a good thing, they serve you horse poop. If it's bad news, they vomit on you. This is Philadelphia.
What would you rather? I think I'd rather get thrown up on.
Great question, Don. The question is, in a game of Philadelphia torture, would you rather eat horse poop or be vomited on? This could be a Philly-based like game show on television, like a Nickelodeon Double Dare, but right. Philly-based, where the physical challenge is either to be vomited on by an Eagles fan or a Phillies fan, or eat horse poop with Eagles fans. Right. I think I would go with vomit, though I got to tell you, that smell of vomit of someone else hitting you, that's not what you want.
No, it's not what you want. But, you know, eating poop is not what you want either. No,
well,
is it?
No, no. Andrew specified, though, he meant to be saying poop. Just, he didn't want any questions about it.
Okay.
You know. Let's move on, shall we?
I meant to be saying poop.
Cam Newton spoke about his contract and was asked... we know he's playing on a one-year deal, base salary, $1 million, but said, not about money, it's about respect. He was being pressed, of course, on his thoughts about an extension by the Patriots. He said, that's literally the last of my worries. Don, I know you probably won't agree with me sometimes, and I do hate and resent the attack that the media is always under, especially these days. But sometimes, gosh, we are those guys, man. Sometimes the media is so annoying. After week two, you got to be the guys asking him, are you thinking about extension? You know what he's going to give you there. You
right.
know. That's not... You know. They're 1-1. He's coming off a loss. You think he's going to come out there and go, damn right they better be giving me extension. You see that? I threw for 400 yards. I mean...
You ask questions because you want answers, or you ask questions because you're trying to make news. And
right.
hoping that somebody slips up or
says something they shouldn't say.
Or says it in a way that now you could say, oh, he hesitated, or we're like dissect the answer. Now, we dissect here as well because sometimes that's what you're left to do to try to translate to be a guest whisperer, if you will. But sometimes you just ask questions. You're just trying to be that guy. Why would that even enter his mind? As you said, they lost the game. They're
right.
1-1.
He failed on the final play.
You know, what's going to happen? You know, who knows what's going to happen? You know, what if he gets hurt again? What if he's ineffective the next couple of weeks and they're sitting there at 1-4 and then thrown back in his face is going to be, you believe this was the guy that actually was wanting a contract extension after week two? Come on.
I don't know why. I wish sometimes we did a little better. You know what it reminds me of? Let me see if I can find it. It reminds me of the time that... a piece of human garbage named Jason Whitlock
okay.
was talking to Kobe Bryant. And it was at the All-Star game. And he said to Kobe, after the game, while Kobe's doing his post All-Star press conference, he's like, "Kobe, you said that you really enjoyed playing with the younger game, younger players in the All-Star game. Was that your way of saying you need to get new players in Los Angeles?" And Kobe was like, "That was a Bikram yoga stretch that you just tried to make there. I'm not even answering that question." Laughed in his face and moved on.
Yeah, that's the right thing to do.
Now, granted, Whitlock is human trash, but at the same time, if you're Kobe, how are you supposed to? Come on, man.
I'm just trying to get. That's like a gotcha moment. Now, listen, I'm glad you presented it the way you did. We need to get better because we're all in the media.
I mean, yeah, I'm not
Keyshawn might have the luxury of saying you guys because
he's us now. By the way, sooner or later.
Hey, just collectively, we could all be guilty of trying to create that moment, that viral moment, that ask that question, that kind of gets everything going, you know. But just do the interview, all right? And if it happens, it happens. But don't try to get you that gotcha moment. It's just not. It's not right. These are people that are nice enough to be able to answer our questions.
Okay? And they're people who we are able to have a career because of. I mean,
and also I'm glad you said we, because it's the collective we that's affected by it. Because the athlete usually isn't going to, you know, pinpoint and say, "Well, I'm not going to talk to Jason Whitlocker anymore. I'm not going to talk to this guy anymore." It just becomes a broad disdain for the medium and media altogether. And then they don't end up not talking to anybody.
Now, listen, in the case of Whitlock, it's easier to not talk to him because he no longer works for a real or credible news outlet. But when he was once credentialed as press, you know, he would have had that privilege. Lot of fines going around the NFL, Don, for this mask business. They are taking this dead serious. Vic Fangio of Denver, Pete Carroll of Seattle, and Kyle Shanahan of San Francisco all fined $100,000 for not wearing masks on Sunday. In addition, the league fined each team $250,000. John Gruden was caught not wearing his mask yesterday, and here's Gruden.
"You know, I've had the virus, okay? I'm doing my best. I'm very sensitive about it, but I'm calling plays. I just want to communicate in these situations, and I apologize. And if I get fined, I will have to pay the fine. But, you know, I'm very sensitive about all of that, and I apologize."
It's a hefty. Don, what do you make of that? $100K to the player and $250 to the team? I mean, I know they have the money, but my Lord.
And I would think Sean Payton, too, right? I mean, there were times he just flat out didn't have it on at all.
You just knocked him out right there. Wow.
Well, I mean, was I the only one that saw the game?
You're the caser. Look what you do. Well, yeah, I know. A lot of people saw the game, Don, but you went a little bit further when you clicked on the website and filed a complaint. I think I was strong.
No, I did not. I'm just expressing my opinion that I would not be surprised if tomorrow.
To whom it may concern at the NFL.
I don't know how to feel about this because on the one hand, I'm thinking, listen, rules are rules. They probably were very strict about it. You see how ridiculous Andy Reid looks on the sidelines. So he's obviously taking it seriously. For whatever the reason, if they believe that there's a possibility these coaches can get infected, whether they want to just send a message out to their fan base that this is the lengths that people should go to wear masks, whatever it is, it's a rule, and I guess it's something that should be taken seriously. So I would have to think that the fine is so excessive that they probably spent the entire offseason trying to drum into everybody's mind is that you have to do this. You have to.
By the way, both coaches fined from last night.
Of course.
So be careful. Must be careful with the mask. And you guys know I take the mask very, very seriously. If I see you on the street, you're not wearing a mask, I might scream at you. But these people all know each other. They're all together in close quarters every day. It just seems strange.
And you also have fans. Some of these buildings have fans. Now, I don't know how close they get to the field, but I guess it's possible that if you're in the first row and there's somebody... I remember at MetLife Stadium, when you go into Coach's Club, there was an area of the Coach's Club where you'd walk out on the field level and you could be right behind the Jets bench. Now, it wasn't a great view of the game, but a lot of people got a kick out of the fact that they'd be within maybe 10, 15 feet of a professional football player. I don't know if that's the case in some of these places now with the pandemic, but I guess it's possible that you can be less than 6 feet in front of a fan. And now the CDC is saying that it can be airborne beyond the 6 feet. So is it possible if you're not wearing a mask that the right situation can occur where you can get infected? It sounds like the possibilities are very minuscule, but I can make it almost zero if I put a mask on.
Has the league announced like what they're doing with this money? Can they at least announce if they're going to be super strict that they're giving it all to COVID victims and patients?
Usually there is some sort of charitable. It usually goes to like the former players association or something like that. It always takes care of someone. Whether this specifically is going to go to COVID relief, that would probably be smart because that's a lot of money to throw around.
My uncle Ronnie would always take the money from the swear jar and go put it on the ponies.
And the kangaroo court in baseball, they would go have a big party at the end of the year.
I want to admit something right now.
Please.
RJ Music. I don't have an Uncle Ronnie. There was no swear jar. And as a result, he never put the money on the ponies.
He sold it, though. I bought it.
You did?
Yeah. Sounds like something an Uncle Ronnie would do.
Uncle Ronnie would take the swear jar money, have a nice trip in it, nice trip to AC, stay down near Boardwalk Hall, hang out with some in a very nice company for a dinner on Saturday night. And so maybe Ronnie's, if I stop Ronnie by and play the ponies, I play the ponies.
Ronnie was from the Boston area?
I can't decide if it was Boston or New York. It depends.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Let's move on, shall we?
Please.
The charges against Robert Kraft are likely to be dropped. I didn't know this was still going on.
Did you see?
Yep. What?
The Post headline.
Oh, no. Give it to me. Can we even say it? Can we even say what
yeah,
the
I think we could say it. I think we can. I mean, just have the dump button ready. I'm paraphrasing, but Robert Kraft likely to get off.
Is that what it was?
Yes.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Is that right?
So I know you're very anti-Post, but
no,
that's
good. That is as good a piece of work as the New York Post has done in a very long time.
Well, that was okay, RJ, right? I mean, in taken out of context, that was fine, right? I mean, it was just. Yeah.
I think you got away with it.
I don't know. I'd like to know if my
RJ, do we get away with it?
You did not.
Oh!
Now, I think you're fine, but I just don't know.
No, I understand. You know what? Just go.
You're definitely good.
Go to the Post website. You could probably figure it out yourself. It's not overly creative, but it was still funny.
Wow.
I'm sorry. I don't want to put you in a. I just thought that standing alone, it's not really anything wrong with that.
That's
I mean, it was in a newspaper that's available. The kids could buy the Post.
I agree. Now, I guess the one piece of advice I would give you is that if you do it in a you know, at 60 miles an hour down the highway, you just say it. But when we draw attention to it, it's like we're building up
the
audience before the crowd.
Well, we got to lighten up, Francis.
I'm with you.
Because I'm watching Kimmel last night, and Jimmy Kimmel does a great job. He was in studio for the first time since the pandemic. That was nice to see.
Okay.
And so the show that won all the Emmys for comedy, he says it. You're allowed to say it on television as long as they font the name of the show.
But
so
we
that
can't
you know
font.
That's. And I'm like, that.
Like, I know, we're the worst.
Like, Canada had. They can name the show that, and it's not an issue. And I watch. You know, I watch hockey games like crazy, so I'm watching like Edmonton, Calgary on a Saturday night, and they're promoting the show, and they're saying the name of the show. No issues. Why can't we be more progressive in this country? Because, my God, that it's spelled differently. I mean, and if somebody misunderstood and thought it was that word, are we just going to crumble as a nation?
We are the most fraudulent nation on this stuff on planet Earth. We have, I won't say who, but there are people in very important positions who curse during their interviews. They say words, dirty words on Twitter, practically. But a TV show that's a play on a word. Then let's be honest, Don. Is that word even reasonable to be a curse word or real
I
curse
think,
word?
Honestly,
it's curse word adjacent.
That is a word that I could see slowly but surely becoming a word like damn, where it's acceptable.
It should be. It doesn't mean anything.
Come on.
Great tweet here from DeAndre Hopkins tweeted yesterday. Starting my Kyler for MVP campaign now. And he retweeted a tweet from CBS Sports HQ. Don, get this. And I know you watched him last week, and I watched him this week, so you'll both appreciate it. Kyler Murray, through 2 weeks, more rushing yards than McCaffrey, more rushing TDs than Elliott, more passing yards than Mahomes. Pretty good start for young Kyler Murray.
I think he needs to become a better thrower, but he's in his second year. Right?
Oh, yeah, he's a kid.
And that's what's scary is, and listen, it's all about just trying to figure it all out, right? I mean, Jones is in his second year, Sam's in his third year, and we're giving a lot of conversation to Sam is poorly coached, Jones is only in his second year and didn't even play a full first year, right, because he got hurt and Eli played the first two games of the season. But when you see what Herbert did over the weekend, when you see what Murray has done in his second year in the league, we're not asking you to be, you know, Russell Wilson, but you can do it. You can make progress quickly. You can be a star in this league early. I'm not saying that Jones and Darnold can. I'm just saying that you see some of these guys, they just get
it. Well, I kept saying that to you, and then you would always point out to me that they have a different skill set. But the bottom line is, by year two, there are guys who are really dominant.
Yeah, but maybe it just comes down to this. Maybe Murray is going to be Tom Brady. Maybe he's going to be Drew Brees. Like, maybe some of these guys are going to be the elite. And maybe guys like Jones and Darnold will be like Eli. Or like Matt Ryan.
Yeah.
That's good, too.
That's still hopeful.
You don't have to
honestly.
Have the best quarterback in football to win the championship, but just to have a good quarterback. I'm okay with that. But maybe instead of comparing the quarterbacks and disrespecting Jones and Darnold, maybe we'll just say maybe Kyler Murray's going to be the next star. Because Brees and Brady are going to be gone soon. Maybe sooner than later. And the next generation of quarterbacks might be those guys.
Real quick, before we get out of here, to make way, well, it's still our show. We're not leaving. I'm going to wrap ENN so we can get to Marty Lyons. But
sure.
New NASCAR team formed by Michael Jordan and Denny Hamlin. Hamlin is a regular courtside at Hornets games where he became friends with Jordan. Now they're starting a NASCAR team. It's going to be aligned with Joe Gibbs Racing. It's going to be a single car Toyota entry driven by Bubba Wallace.
Yeah,
so
that's
get ready for Jordan Brand and Bubba Wallace. There's going to be some big old dollars behind that. And go ahead, Don. Sorry.
I had no idea, just reading the information, how big a fan of NASCAR Jordan has been. He said he grew up in North Carolina. He's loved it his whole life.
I didn't know that either.
I didn't know it at all.
Very cool. That's going to be very, very cool to watch. That'll do it for ENN. Thank you, Don, on a Tuesday evening.
Thanks for listening to the Michael K. Show podcast. Hear more of Michael, Don, and Peter live weekday afternoon starting at 2:55 on 98.7 ESPN in New York, the ESPN app, the TuneIn app, or on your smart speaker.
Hey, Alexa, play 98.7 ESPN.